March is over basically next week. That's crazy, you guys.
I don't like it.
But you know what that means? April showers. Bring May flowers.
Flowers.
What's everyone's favorite kind of flower?
Lily of the Valley.
Good choice.
For
good
sure. Choice. I love them. They're cute. They're all sad looking, but they're also like really demure and a little grown up.
Mm-hmm.
And also they mean a 5-star island in Animal Crossing, so nothing but the best for me.
My not grown up answer is snapdragons, because you can make them move like their little mouth. Exactly.
Very nice.
I like sunflowers.
Yeah, a classic.
They're fascinating to watch on like a speed, like a, you know, 10 times speed or whatever, because they're like just like twist. That's crazy. It's nuts.
Think they're pretty. But they also, pretty. There's a very famous scene in Mother 3 that takes place in a sunflower field, and it's very cool.
Ooh.
I'm so sorry for how I sound today. I'm very quiet. I'm very tired.
Shrek the Musical also has a sunflower.
It does. When it does, in fact, have a sunflower.
And in regular Shrek,
watch his flower right over there.
Is where it grew. Hey, Shrek. How much of that can we sing?
I'm not sure.
Okay, well, maybe we'll stop.
Like 10 seconds of it?
Yeah, like we're monetizing these anyway.
True.
We could sing the whole musical. Nobody would care. I like clustery flowers like rhododendrons and like hydrangeas and stuff.
Yes. Hydrangeas are cool too because they're like...
They're so cool.
Acidity indicators or whatever. If they have basic soil, they turn blue. And if they have acidic soil, they turn pink. Which is cool.
Yeah, it's really neat.
They are also the most dramatic.
They are. They really
are. So dramatic.
The flare, the presence, the body. They just have it all.
Or like butterfly bushes.
Mm.
My parents had one when I was growing up, and those were so fun. They have the like kind of cone-shaped, like droopy-ish flowers.
I like alliums. They're in the onion garlic family also.
Ooh, I found a picture
of a big ball.
I found a picture of one with googly eyes on it.
Oh, will you send that to me? That sounds really nice.
I absolutely will. I'll send it right now.
It's also like a wisteria. Glob. They're so pretty.
Yeah. Googly-eyed alliums. They're just funny. They're just
I like them.
Yeah, here's my flower. It's also a ball. I just think that's good. Good stuff.
Yeah.
You know what else is good stuff? Spells
up,
and Whistles.
Whoa!
D&D 5e podcast. Hello.
Meg had the opening idea and the transition. You're on top of it today, friend.
I'm just really excited for combat.
Yeah.
It's the most unenthusiastic glow I think I've ever said. I'm so sorry.
We are going to start combat.
You just get this. This is Melwin for 2 sessions. I'm sorry.
Last time, they talked to some government officials as they were looking for a ride to the base of the mountains that have the institute, because that is where Rasha thinks Alexia is most likely to be, and they asked a bunch of questions to Rasha as well, and then they headed out on a skyship. It's a pretty short trip, but Nadia and Id kind of sparred during that time, and Myla convinced Ari to practice more magic. Auden and Melwin had very nice emotional contributions to, like, the vibe. And as they were going to land, and these government people are going to stay nearby so that you can have a ride back as well, there are 3, like, clay golems that kind of form out of the squish that they were in, taking some of the rocks from nearby into the clay, and making these, like, really not even humanoid shapes, just kind of funky with couple arms and legs and a head. So that is where we're at.
Let's go. Nice. I crit on initiative.
Whoa! Yay!
Which means I got an 18.
How do you add yourself to initiative again?
Right click, and then there's an add to initiative option.
I got you, buddy.
Oh, okay.
I don't want to have a... I don't want this initiative.
I don't like that I rolled well.
I feel like this always happens.
This is the only game where I play a support character and I consistently rolled
much higher in
initiative. That's how it goes, though. That's how it goes. You know, in the new system, there's the alert feat now has this thing where you can switch initiative with an ally if you'd like.
Ooh.
Which rules.
What if I pass away instead?
Because I continually roll, like, over 20 on initiative, but I am the wizard, and I don't need to go first. You know who should go first? Is the barbarian. Probably. Or the monk. One of the two.
Although, I like going first as a wizard. If I'm not just focusing on, like, casting healing spells.
I would love to take a moment to appreciate that we have Ada 18, Myla at 19, and Melwyn at 20. That is such a good little sequence. Like, counting. Very nice.
20. 19. Why the fuck is Yarn in initiative? What's this asshole gonna do?
I put him in.
Turn into a bug.
He could turn into a little thing.
Don't worry about it. I have, what's it called now? Glyphoboarding.
Oh, shoot.
Yarn bomb.
I can actually turn Yarn into a bomb now. Fun fact.
Yarn bomb.
It's like a bath bomb, but with hurt.
It's like a bath bomb, but with hurt, and not in the bath. So, a bomb?
Yeah.
Just like it.
We're on the same page.
Melwyn, you're first. There are three golems. It's a cave that is like semicircle surrounded with taller walls. The cave is kind of set into half the floor and half of the wall-ish. So it's almost like at a downward angle, and it is a very rocky portion of the mountains. So there are just loose rocks everywhere. A couple of bushes and stuff, but nothing like super tall tree-wise. And the cave entrance is very like man-made. There are kind of steps leading down into it. So this is not a naturally built like cave entrance at the very least, or might have been and had been expanded upon. Unclear, but there is a road that kind of heads up into the cave, into this semicircle of wall here. And there are three clay golems. So one is slightly to the right of the cave entrance and a little bit forward. One is in the middle in the back, closest to the cave entrance. And one is on the left between these two, like, distance-wise. Yeah. Does that help?
Beautiful. Gorgeous.
Great. It's Melwyn's turn first.
Oh, that's what I took instead. Okay. Do these guys seem, I don't know, hostile? Maybe.
Yes, immediately.
Okay, cool. Figured I'd ask. Like, metagame-wise, I know we're rolling initiative for a reason. But it's good to check. Yeah. Sometimes you go to fight a guy and they don't want to fight. Melwyn is going to use her action to cast Spirit Guardians.
Cool.
So anything that comes within range or ends its turn there, or no, hang on. How about I read it? Oh no, I was right. Any creature that comes within 15 feet of Melwyn or ends its turn there has to make a Wisdom saving throw now.
Ooh.
I have put up a do not touch sphere around myself.
For sure.
Grace, do you want me to pop this? Oh, just kidding. Anna's on it.
Somebody got it.
Foot radius?
15. Centered on Melwyn. Radius. And it will move with her. I have an aura that does ouch. And it's concentration for 10 minutes. Its spell is stupid and I love it so much. I was gonna say I move. I don't, actually. Fun fact. I will take one step toward the rest of the group and that is about all I'm doing. I forgot about Yarn. Come here,
yeah,
you little bastard.
Melwyn and Yarn are kind of in the back. Ari is the most in back. As Id, Auden, and Myla are kind of heading the walk.
Look, Id, we match.
Aura bros.
That's it.
Alrighty.
Oh, I should
That's you, Myla.
Alrighty. I've been looking at things to do, and it's not happening. Okay, Myla is going to see these three, giant figures of clay and basically of artifice. He's going to be like, oh, okay, I guess. She's going to turn to Auden next to her and he's going to say, so, you know, before when, like, you were like, yeah, I like to, like, do things that, like, help me, like, calm down, blah, 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 blah. This might kind of mess with that, but it'll make you really, really, like, much better than you already are. And she's going to cast Haste on you.
Ooh!
Sweet.
So you are hasted.
Perfect already? Just kidding.
Of course I think you're perfect already.
I just.
And then I'm gonna go.
Is Spirit Guardians is concentration?
20.
Yep.
And then Myla is going to go in sort of like a northeast direction, where there's some rocks, and she is going to get behind the rocks a little bit on the edge of this semicircle opening into this like courtyard before the cave. And she's gonna just
like
kind
a
of
bay
be
if
behind
a bay
the rocks.
Didn't have any water.
Yeah. It's like a bay, and so she's gonna sort of get behind there a little bit for a little bit of cover. I cast a spell.
I would say you have half there.
Half. That'll do.
Not bad.
Cool.
Not bad. And then I don't think I have any bonus action. Actually.
POV, whoa. A straw in a plastic cup.
What?
You know when you like.
Oh, yeah.
Never mind.
No, I got you. And I think that's going to be my turn. Yes,
awesome.
That's my turn.
Sorry, give me one sec. I didn't realize I had to take notes on this. Perfect. All right. Someone already clicked through initiative. Okay. After Myla, it is Id's turn.
Awesome. Id is going to clutch at his chest and use a bonus action to turn on his heart, which will give him some temp HP and sweet. Armor class. I get 16 temporary hit points.
Cool.
My AC is now 18. And then, why are so many of my spells bonus actions? It's helpful, but also not. It will then just move up 15, 20, 25, 30 to this first golem that is mm-hmm. closest to us. As he moves, looking at a golem, has Id ever fought a golem before? Does he know anything about things that golems are resistant to or vulnerable to or anything of the sort?
Yeah, make a nature check or a survival check.
Swag. Nature or survival. Nature or survival. I'll make a survival check. That's a 5.
No. they are probably, I think you've probably fought other kinds of golems, like other elemental types.
Hmm.
And they do tend to have some like stuff that they are resistant or even immune to, but I don't think you know what that is.
You got it.
Unless you, the player, want to make guesses, but or Id wants to make guesses about it, but...
Yeah, that's okay. Can't do anything about it anyway. So Id will take 2 swings at Golem the Third, as is labeled on the map.
Perfect. I should have labeled them Golem and Golem Jr. and Golem Jr. Jr.
That's pretty good. This first attack is a 17 to hit.
A 17 hits. Yeah.
Yippee. And it does have his shield out and equipped. Cool. Sorry, so that makes my AC 19. Or 20 now with the bonus.
Whoa.
Nice.
Just 9 points of damage on that first one.
Is your weapon
magical? Piercing, yes.
Okay.
The exact same natural to hit, 17. Ooh, and then better damage, 12 points of magical piercing.
Cool. You slash into this golem, well, more like stab, probably.
Yeah.
And you do kind of hit through the clay parts. You notice that if your spear weren't magical, it probably would have bounced off or gotten stuck. That wouldn't have been great.
I agree.
So, yeah, this golem takes some damage. Doesn't look too particularly hurt by it, but damage is damage.
Damage is damage. That's my turn.
Okay. It is Nadia's turn. She's kind of hanging out with Melwyn right now. She is going to try to run 30 feet towards the golem that it is running to, or that it is up against. And then she is going to kind of run around the right side with a bonus action dash. And she will be in a flanking position with you so that she can get her sneak attack.
So true.
You go, queen.
Ooh, that's definitely a hit. She got a 25.
Whoa!
Heck yeah.
Whoa, what a girly. She's gonna roll 6d6 on this.
Oof.
23.
Whoa. You go, girl.
Yeah, that is her turn. Nadia takes some big swings at this golem. Her weapon is also magical. This golem seems unhappy with how that played out. Next in initiative is Auden.
Auden is gonna, you know, she's a one-trick pony here. She's gonna bonus action rage. And I think the difference with this, like, haste thing, like, a lot of the times when she rages, she kind of enters that flow state of, like, calm and focus. And I think that's still there. But it's more the feeling of like a runner's high instead, where it's just this like, I could go forever. I could keep going forever. As she locks in, she is going to, she can move really quickly here. So I'm gonna have her with her special little, as part of a rage, she can move half of her movement speed. So. Yeah. She could go wherever she wants, I guess. So basically I'm just gonna click and drag her. I'm gonna put her also flanking with Id. Is legal to have Nadia and I both on the one
technically
side?
That's not a flanking spot.
Okay, that is okay. I don't need it
for my rules right now.
No, that's okay. I'm cool with that. I can reckless if I feel so inclined. And yeah, I'm gonna go ahead and make some attack-a-roonies. As she's running, her grin kind of splits into that big, toothy, extra toothy, more shark-like smile as she is choosing the mouth bite special beast form. And I'm gonna go
this
ahead.
This is called the mouth bite special.
Mouth bite special. I'm gonna punch him with my mouth.
Yeah.
Yep. Recklessly mouth punching.
Got it.
14 plus 9 for a 23.
Wow. Yep.
Imagine. Oh, wait, no, that's not plus a 9 because it's my natural weapon. Hang on, let me double check my stats. La la la. Proficiency plus my strength, which is 8. Okay, so basically still a hit anyway. Okay. La 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 la. I'm going to whip out my good old D8. And I am going to do a single point of damage. Woohoo!
It is also plus your strength.
Plus my strength, you're right, because I'm raging. Okay, so that's going to instead be So 3 plus 4 is 7 plus 1 is 8. She's going to deal 8 points of biting damage, and she's going to regain...
Are your bite attacks magical?
I don't think mechanically they are. Oh.
You know what is a magic item is anything that has an artificer infusion on it.
Yeah, that'll be my second attack, faux show.
Yeah. You should infuse, like, a grill for Autumn.
That'd be
like
so
an extra,
good.
Like, gold tooth.
Can I still returning. Do the returning weapon, a but it's just like a, like
shoot
dentures.
Out your dentures.
It's like the,
you throw them, and then come back.
That's
so
crazy.
Cursed. Okay. You bite into this golem, and you, like, immediately hit a rock, and it does not feel good. And it just kind of melds the, like, clay over your teeth, like, as you're still biting down, and so you let go, so that you do not have a mouthful of clay.
Nice.
But the bite did not seem to do anything to it.
Anything at all. Okay, well, that's okay, because even though I hit with my thing, I still get to activate my new level 10 feature, Infectious Fury! Yeah. When you hit a creature with your natural weapons while you're raging, it has to make a wisdom saving throw. The DC on this is 16. I have a hard time imagining they're that wise. Fingers crossed.
Yeah, it's a 13. That's gonna fail.
Okay, great. It's gonna take 2d12 points of psychic damage then.
Okay.
So that is going to take... Oh, yay! Yay, this is all worth it. It's gonna take 21 points of psychic damage. I infect it with my fury. So I think that Auden bites in, clay filling her mouth with, like, crunch of, like, a rock against tooth, and she just kind of, like, recoils. And instead of getting, like, flustered or, like, spitting angry, she just kind of, like, looks at it. And, it, like, there's this kind of, like, clown-to-clown communication. You know in, like, anime when there's, like, the lightning between two characters? Like, the cha-cha-cha against the, like, dark background or whatever? That happens. And it just goes, like, oh! You know, and it's really cool and sick. And then I'm going to make my second attack.
The golem, I will let you know that the golem only takes half this damage, because they're really stupid, so they can't really take psychic damage
that
as
is,
much.
That's
the
so
only
funny.
Reason, if you look up Clay Golem 5e, they are actually immune to psychic damage. However,
you can make it immune, it's okay.
No, I'm saying because they are artificed, they have more sentience. At least, like, a slight bit more sentience than a, like, naturally occurring clay golem would have.
I see.
Which is why I made it I can't think of the word. Resistance.
Mm-hmm.
Instead of...
Okay.
Immunity.
Duly noted. In that case, second attack, I'm gonna use my big hammer.
Hell yeah.
I'm swinging it two-handed, I don't have a shield. It's going to be 8 plus 4 is 12 plus 3 is 15. 15 points of bludgeoning damage.
Yes.
It is magical because it's a plus 1 weapon.
Perfect. It takes all of that.
Yay! And I'm...
you hit it with your hammer and one of the big rocks inside goes flying like you've just baseball batted it off this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And like smashes into the rocks on the side.
Super slay. I do still have my haste attack because my speed was doubled by nature of having haste, so I'm going to make a final swing. Thank you all for being patient. And all of these are reckless because it affects all of them, to my understanding. Is that correct?
Yeah.
Okay, great. Double 15s, which will hit. So let me roll that damage. That one's just a 1, so the math will be easier. 1 plus 4... is 5 plus 3 is 8. Also magic, also hammer bludgeoning damage. So she like whacks this huge rock out baseball style, and I think because she's like far back, I think she's just gonna swing up. And I know these things are probably tall, but for the comedic effect, I think she does the Looney Tunes jump up, like hammer down on the head kind of thing, as she just brings this thing down on its clay head, and it's kind of like flattened and misshapen now.
Yeah, like, you smush the head into the neck a little bit. Yeah, absolutely.
That is it for my turn. Thank you for being patient.
Great turn. Thank you. It is the Golem 2's turn, who is the one hanging out kind of by the cave. They are going to move 5, 10, 15, and they're going to come up and flank both Auden and Nadia, because they take up a 10-foot by 10-foot square. And they are going to... I had it in my head, but I'm going to verify. They're going to pull out a rock and smush it into their forehead. Oh. And as they do that, you can see it glow a little bit as, like, the haste rune, like, disappears into it. And it's going to haste itself.
Oh my gosh!
Yippee, we love haste!
Hey, only we can do that.
It's going to take its bonus action to make a slam attack. It is just going to roll a straight up d4. One or two is Auden, and a three or four is Nadia. That is an attack on Nadia.
Oop.
This golem takes two hands and slams on top of Nadia's head, and she kind of, like, her neck kind of crumples a little bit because it's a lot of weight coming down on top of her. She takes 13 damage.
Oof.
Could be worse.
Okay.
And she is also going to have to make a constitution saving throw. This is the scarier part.
Ugh.
For sure. She passes. It is Golem 1's turn. Auden is the closest to them, so they're gonna saunter slash waddle up to you.
Mm-hmm.
They do have advantage because you are reckless.
Yes.
So they are going to take a slam attack at you.
Hit me with your best shot, stinker.
When they take slam attacks as actions, they get two.
Okay.
They have a multi-attack as well.
Sure, sure.
An 11 to hit, that does not hit.
No, I'm so sorry.
But a 19 might.
That does, just barely. Good job.
Okay. Good job.
Even they with have. Haste plus
it
one.
It worked really hard.
Yeah, it's the plus two from haste in the spell that I have, which puts me from a 16 to an 18.
Swag.
They also rolled 13 damage on you.
Okay.
And you're going to have to make a constitution saving throw. DC 15. Although it'd be 13 halved because it's bludgeoning damage. So
oh, you're
be
13
right. halved to
It's not magical bludgeoning six. Damage or anything?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
Just
great.
Bludgeoning.
Just a regular old bludgeoning. Okay, 17 plus 8 for a 20-something. 25?
Yep.
Yeah.
Definitely a save.
A-okay.
You kind of feel the clay, like, try to seep into your skin a little bit. Like, it's trying to, like, cover you, but you are fine.
Okay. If you'll allow me to say something, I think Auden's going to say, ew, it's really slimy, be careful.
Brad.
Ew.
Ew. Gross.
That's all. Ew.
Ew. Myla doesn't like slimy things. Cannon.
Fabulous. Cool. Alright, it is now Ari's turn. Ari is still a fighter, even with her new changes and abilities. So she is going to run up to it. 30. She can move 30 feet closer. She's still probably about 20 feet away from the closest golem because she was hanging out in the back. What does she want to do? Great. She's just going to use a dash. So she's going to move another 30 feet. She's going to be next to Id, which would give you flanking Auden, so you do not have to reckless anymore if you don't want to.
Yay!
But that, I think, will be her turn this round. It is Golem 3's turn. At the beginning of this golem's turn, it is going to roll a berserk roll.
Oh.
That's cocked. Okay, it does not go berserk. So on its turn, it's going to take some swings at Auden because you did a lot. You did some nasty damage to it. It is not happy. Mm-hmm.
Still at advantage.
That's a 19 plus 8. It's gonna hit you.
Yeah, that'll hit.
The first one is 17 points of damage, and I will need a constitution saving throw for that one.
Okay, 17 cut in half, yes. That'll be 8 points. Great.
Ooh, no, that's a natural one!
Uh-oh.
Let me double check and make sure that I don't have a special thing that gives me advantage on that. I think it's just dexterity, though.
Yeah. And you are unfortunately right outside of Id's bonus aura.
That's okay. I mean, it wouldn't make that much of a difference either way.
Who knows? Maybe with a flash of genius and Id's aura, you might have saved it anyway.
I am excited because I'm nosy and I want to know what this is all about, so I'm cool.
So you fail the first roll. Your hit point maximum is reduced by 7. Or 6. 7?
Okay.
Well, how much damage did you take? I already forgot.
7. I took 7.
Was it? Okay. Then your hit point maximum is reduced by 7.
Okay. Heard, Chef.
I was going to roll its second attack. An 11 plus 8 is 19, which I think hits again. Barely.
That was it.
16 damage, half to 8, and then another constitution throw.
Okay. Okay. 18 great. Plus stuff. That one's probably good.
You're good then. But that didn't feel good. I think there's just some clay that's like stuck to your arm. Like, it you can't like wipe it off. It's just kind of clinging on there. And doesn't it kind of feels like a venom. Weird leech. Yeah.
Ew. Like a lamprey. She's from the ocean.
Like a suckerfish.
Don't look those up unless you want a weird little thing.
It's Yaren's turn. He can be in a bag or something. He does not need to be out in combat.
He could hide here.
Just shove him in a bag.
He's plastered against the backside of a rock. Just, like, arms out. He's making his own, like, Mission Impossible theme music.
I was gonna jokingly say that Yaren has to roll the wisdom save and just pops, and then I was like, that's mean.
Poor guy. He's doing the Kronk thing. Alright, top of initiative. It is Moen's turn.
He's just a goofy little guy.
Alright, what do I have? So based on what we've seen so far, do we think that they react... Well, they react better to magic than non-magic, but... I guess Moen hasn't attacked them. Never mind. Ignore that line of questioning. That will kill you all. I can't do that.
Would your dads have taught you anything about golems?
I don't know. Would they? That's a great question.
That's what a roll would tell you, I think.
If you want to roll, you can roll. Probably a history check for you.
Sure. Bad, 11.
They definitely will. They're immune to non-magical, pretty much any physical damage. They're also immune to a few other... types of damage, and don't tend to react to conditions much either.
Oh, that actually is good to know. Thank you.
Don't know how much you know about like spell effects to the thing, but with an 11, you know that the conditions tend to go poorly for on them. They do not take on conditions very easily. Because they're lumps of clay. So, you know.
Cool. No one doesn't want to get too close.
Fair enough.
But also, what's the move thing on here again?
There's the ruler on the side.
Is it that one? Yeah. It is. Haha, I found it.
Click on the person one, while you move Melwyn, it will show you how far you are from your originating spot.
That's what I was trying to figure out. That's okay. 5, 10, 15, 20,
25 feet in the direction of the party.
Yeah, skirting the edge a little bit more. Yeah. So you're not in the
I would
of
like
everything.
To not be hit by one of these things.
Yeah, for sure.
And then Melon is gonna upcast Magic Missile at a second level. I forget how many bolts that gives me. I think 4? Rolling damage. Good things to roll. Let's roll one of these twice. That's okay. 3, 6, 9... 12 points of force damage.
Cool. To which one?
I should have said that. Sorry. We'll do...
Are you splitting it up? Or are you...
Yeah.
Going for one.
Hasted one takes 8. The other one... the other two take 4.
Got it.
We never got to flush one on that. Mob me.
Alrighty.
That's it for Melon.
Magic missile seemed fine.
Nice.
Dope. Good enough.
Anything else on your turn?
I think that is it, because I think everything else is... Yeah.
Great. Myla, it's your turn.
Amazing. Can I please make it, with my free action, make an arcana check to see if any of these golems... to see if these golems have any elemental damage resistances or immunities?
Go for it.
30.
They are immune to acid and poison.
Mm-hmm.
And that everything else is stuff you've encountered. So psychic is cool. Halved, and bludgeoning, piercing, and slashing from non-magical attacks are immune.
Cool. Myla is going to... Myla is going to reach to her holster. She's going to pull out her new gun, her shiny new gun. Impenitence is its name. And she is going to point it at the golem number 3, which is the one that everyone's sort of surrounding, has already been wailing on a bit. And she's going to, since with her gun and feet, she doesn't need to do anything with the reload property, like she ignores it. She's going to sort of tap the side of her gun, and as she does, she's going to infuse it with lightning damage.
Sweet.
And she's going to point it at Golem 3, and she's just going to say, "Hey, you nasty bitch! Stop hitting my friends!" And she's going to shoot it. Or at least try to.
Awesome.
That is going to be a good roll. A good roll. 24 to hit.
Yeah, that hit.
All right. That is going to be 2d12 plus... 1d6 for sneak attack, because my friends are near it and I have 1 level in rogue. Ew, pretty pickles. Ooh, okay. 11 plus 6 is 17 plus 5. That's 22 plus 4 is 26 points of lightning damage.
Wow.
Sweet. As this bullet comes crackling out of the gun and just sort of like pierces the side of its neck. As she's essentially just trying to, like, get its focus off of her friends and onto her. And then as soon as he does that, she's gonna be like, oh, shit. She's gonna kind of, like, scramble over this rock a little bit to be a tiny bit closer. So that way she's within range of her friends if they need a little extra help. And that is going to be her turn.
Nice. Awesome. Awesome. Id, that's you.
Okay, question number 1. Is golem number 2, which has a haste rune on it, is it like concentrating on the haste spell, basically?
No.
It can't
it's like
be,
the
like,
haste
knocked
is
out
already
of that.
Infused into the stone.
Okay.
But it does... yeah. You can make an arcana check if you wanted to know more.
I'll try. It's not that magic smart, but he knows that things go fast equals strong. Nope. Natural 7 plus 0.
Yeah. Unsure. The rune that was, like, on the rock has already faded. Like, you saw it for a moment as it, like, smashed it into its own forehead.
Got it.
But otherwise, right now, it just kind of looks like a rock in, like, the weird third eye spot if it had a face.
Got it. Okay. It is going to bump by Ari and say, excuse me. And then go 10, 15, 20. To be, he is now able to attack Golem 3 and Golem 2. He's not getting flanking on anything. Yeah. That's fine. He don't give a care. And as he runs, he swipes his hand through the air and, like, gathers some moisture from the air onto it and is able to put purple magic into that water, and it kind of crystallizes, and his cape freezes for a second and then, like, breaks into a bunch of different sections of ice as he casts Spirit Shroud on himself and chooses ice damage. So he's concentrating on that, and it's a bonus action, third level spell, and I deal an extra 1d8 cold damage whenever I hit a creature within 10 feet of me. A creature that takes this damage can't regain hit points until the start of my next turn. And a creature of my choice that can see me that starts its turn within 10 feet of me has its speed reduced by 10 feet until the start of my next turn.
I got it.
They go even slower, which is cool.
Yeah, they're already kind of slow.
Yeah, I don't think they're going to go anywhere, but it's rad.
But yeah, good to know.
And then Golem 3 is the guy that we've been going after. Id was, like, thinking about trying to knock the haste out of this guy, but he doesn't think he can. So I will make two attacks against Golem 3.
Got it. Go for it.
19 to hit with the first one.
19 hits.
Awesome. Eight points of magical piercing, 5 points of cold.
Okay.
Second attack is a dirty 20 to hit.
Yeah, it'll do it.
And 6 points of piercing and 5 points of cold.
6 and 5, 11.
Yeah.
Got it. This thing is on its absolute last legs.
Great. That's my turn.
Nice.
Oh, and Auden and Nadia are now within its protective and brave aura.
Oh.
The bravest aura.
The bravest aura.
Brora, if you will.
Is your recording still good on stage?
Yeah.
Cool.
You don't think you will?
I don't think I will, thank you.
Come on.
Brora.
Anything else for your turn?
Off the tongue.
Brora.
That's it for me.
Perfect.
Sorry, we're having a full-ass conversation outside.
She's real surrounded right now. Every single space around her except the two diagonals are filled with either allies or golems. So I think she looks at the Golem 3, the one everyone's been wailing on, who looks like it's gonna fall apart if she blows it over. So she's gonna take, what do you guys want her to do? Do you want her to go for Golem 3 and just kill it? Or
it.
Golem 2 and do some good damage to it?
Kill it off.
Finish him!
She tries.
Except in the, like, Mortal Kombat style.
Well, she got a nat 1.
Finish
so that's
him.
Not gonna do
stupid!
So cringe!
Nadia!
She
didn't want a bonus action hide?
She rolled a nat 1.
Save it for the bloopers.
She's gonna... Oh. Why don't rogues get to take dodge?
Because it's really good.
They can uncanny dodge.
I know they can, but, like...
If she bonus action hid, she could have had advantage on that hit.
Yeah, you're gonna hide, like, while you're...
There's a bush right here!
No. These are Baldur's Gate 3 rules, where if you're
on the map,
like,
there's
looking
a
directly
bush!
At you... No.
Yeah, but there's two other people!
No.
It just turned into an
Iceman! No.
That's not distracting?
No.
These golems don't have eyeballs.
These stupid golems? I think there should be an intelligence cap.
You
want to
know the actual reason is because they have slight blind sense because
Listen, I was about to say, I lose things in plain sight right in front of me every day.
That's her turn. Rip, it's Nadia. Great. Auden, it's your turn.
All right, I'll do what she couldn't useless. Do, and I'll slam Golem 3. I'm reckless again. I don't care. Whatever, man.
I'm already flanking with Ari.
Well,
but if you kill it, it would let you.
I was gonna say I'm gonna move on to the others, so I'm gonna reckless.
Great.
Anyway, 14 plus stuff to hit. Plus 8.
Yep.
Plus 9. What is the number?
That's fine. It'll do it.
okay. I'm gonna wallop it. 4 plus 4 is 8 plus 3 is 11 points of magical bludgeoning damage. Plus, no, yeah, we're good. Hooray.
Yeah. Tell me how this golem crumples.
I think it's very much, like, I've been getting a lot of, like, pottery videos pushed to me lately. So I think there's this kind of, like, blomp of just, like, she whacks it and it just kind of, like, folds in on itself all crumpled and, like, oozy mm-hmm. and gross. And then she's gonna turn to the next one, Golem 1. I know the bite didn't do any damage last time, but I don't care. I'm gonna try and bite it again for reasons.
Great.
Oh my gosh, would you believe me if I told you I just rolled 2 natural ones? Ugh!
Oh no!
That's cringe.
Oh, unlucky.
That's cringe. I still have my extra attack. I still want this to work, so I'm gonna try it again. Again with my bite on Golem 1, just because I think this will be really funny. Mm-hmm. Yay, 16 plus stuff.
I assume this is your third attack from
your
haste.
Yeah, from my haste
right.
here. Yeah, 16 plus 1d8. It's going to be 4 plus 4 points. But with my infectious rage, instead of doing the psychic damage that is half as effective, I'm gonna force Golem 1 to use its reaction to clobber Golem 2.
Whoa! Okay.
So I think that Auden, kind of like going a little feeding frenzy mode here, kind of bites in, and it's kind of like a sick and twisted Ratatouille moment where she's like, her like mouth is like on this thing's like arm. Her hands, I think, are kind of like gripping into it, mushing this clay around. And I think, like kaiju style, she like moves its arms and like wallops Golem 2.
Cool. That Golem hit and did 16 damage.
Yay!
The Golem 2 loses 16 max HP.
Yeah! Not-
That's crazy.
Get wrecked. Crazy.
it does matter. It was at
fugly ass.
I have
golems.
To do math now.
Oh my gosh, I'm so glad that worked. I'm sad that I had to use an extra attack to make it happen, but I just think it's funny.
It's so funny.
Get puppeted, fool.
Get puppeted, fool.
Furious infection, idiot.
So in its reduction of hit points, it took 8 points of damage.
Cool.
Because it can have HP bigger than its maximum.
Sweet. Okay. Hooray.
Great. Anything else on your turn?
I think yes, actually. I don't know if this will make a huge
Hasted Golem 2 looks at Golem 1 and goes
bruh.
And doesn't
Golem 1 no longer has a reaction, so, but I mean Golem 2 mm-hmm. does, but that's okay. I'm gonna try and clear out from here enough that Melwyn can do something explodey if she wants to. Can I crawl over, climb over dead Golem 3?
Yeah, but it is clay, so it'll probably be difficult
that's
terrain.
Fine. I'll go.
You don't need to move too much for me to do stuff. You're good.
Okay, well, I'm gonna come hang out over here instead, because that's one less thing that can hit me. And I'll run over
then
and around to
we'll aid. Say you moved through Nadia's space, so you don't take an attack of opportunity.
Oh, sure, okay.
From Golem 2, right?
Yeah, I just
like,
wasn't
if
sure
you go all
if
the
she
way around your
is
allies.
Plucky about her personal space. awesome, that's
you can
it for
move
me.
Your ally spaces. It's all good. Sweet. It's Golem 2's turn. It is hasted. It's going to... it's gonna make an intelligence roll. real quick. Yeah, that's not good. So I don't think it understands why Golem 1 hit it. but it is going
stupid
to try.
Idiot.
It's gonna. It's gonna take its first attack at one of you. A random number again. Which would be Auden, based on the order.
Sweet.
Sorry, Auden.
That's okay. I'm doing my job and taking damage.
You are reckless, yeah?
Yep.
Okay. First hit, a 24 is gonna hit you.
It will, it's true.
17 points of damage halved to 8.
Okay.
And then a constitution save from you.
Great. 8. Constitution save. It's not great. 6 plus 8 is 14.
Plus an additional 4 from my aura.
Plus 4 is 18.
Yeah, that'll do it.
Thank you.
Second attack. It's going to roll another random to see who it hits. I kid you not, it's Auden.
That's okay. this is for the double natural ones earlier. It just makes sense.
Does an 18 hit?
That's exactly my AC right now. Mm-hmm.
Okay, gotcha. 15 points of damage halved to 7.
Okay.
And then a constitution save again.
Yeah. That is cocked. That's a 14 plus things.
Great. A save. Yay. By far. At the end of its turn, it is no longer hasted.
Haha, get slowed, brother. You
get
think
regular,
you're so bad?
Dude.
Get regular, dude. You think you're so bad? Our haste lasts forever, as long as we maintain concentration, bitch.
It doesn't
nerd.
Have, like, the dropped haste can't do anything effect, right? Like, it just ends.
No, because it's a okay. stupid golem.
Just
yeah,
because
it's like an ability rather than, yeah.
Interesting.
It gets the benefits of haste and not the downside.
I wish that were me.
Except that it doesn't last very long. But on a fun note, it does recharge its haste.
Great.
Not when we kill it.
Golem 1's turn. He's got to move in order to make an attack. He's going to move into this space? This space? Kind of stepping on the dead golem a little bit to take an attack at Nadia. That is definitely a hit. 23 damage to her.
Woof.
She's gonna have to make a constitution save. She crit, though.
Yeah!
Nice job.
Boss.
Yay. If only you could have done that on your
I went bit. Clubbing with her!
Still 23 points of damage, which isn't good. She's at 61. She's not in a bad way, but 23 doesn't feel good. And it's gonna take another swing at her. That's definitely gonna hit. 14 points of damage, and a she got 6 plus id's 4 is 10.
Oof duh.
So her hit point, she takes 14.
It's probably fine.
She didn't want to uncanny dodge that.
Sure, yes, I forgot that I have.
No, you're good. That's you have a lot going on. That's why I was like, maybe let's not get Nadia killed.
So that would only be 7 instead.
Oh, I can fix her. She's fine.
Haunting, thank you.
61 minus 7 is 54.
Chump change.
Their max is reduced by 7 instead of 14, which is better for sure. That is Golem 1's turn. And Ari's turn. She is no longer near a golem in order to assist, so she's going to move 5, 10, 15 around the dead golem and flank Golem 1 with Nadia. Thank you. It was just the one. I couldn't see the last. Like, I think that's one. There's only 3 of them, and one of them's dead. What can you do? Damn. Okay. She is going to use a whip to attack this. She gets a lot of attacks. I don't know why that is, but I'm going with it. I can't remember. 16 plus 8 definitely hits. A 19 plus stuff hits. A 13 plus stuff hits. And I rolled one more to see if she crit on the first one. And then she gets a fourth hit.
Whoa! Slay queen.
Not so. How? All four things hit. So give me a moment while I do math.
What shenaniganery gave her four?
Someone help me do math. 3 plus 9.
That was 12.
Plus 1 plus 9.
Plus 10.
22. 22. 22, sorry. 4 plus 9.
13.
30.
Wait, plus
5.
Yeah.
Plus 5 plus 9.
49. Holy moly.
Sweet. She slashes into this with magical weapons for sure, because she hung out with Amali. She takes some big swings at this thing and kind of just cuts off like pieces of this golem as she goes for it. That's going to be her turn. We are going to end the episode here. We're going to pick up combat next episode. We'll get right into it. Thanks for listening. It's going to be fun.
Bye.
Hi, hello, friends. Grace here. If you like what we do here and want updates and other silly, goofy, fun things, follow us on social media at Spells and Whistles Pod on Instagram and TikTok, or at Spells _ Whistles on Twitter. We also have a community Discord where we do D&D trivia, questions for the audience, and our Bo Sneeve count. And for those of you that are all caught up and simply craving new content, consider supporting us on Patreon. All proceeds go toward making the show even better. We've got custom homebrew feats, bonus episodes, tarot readings, and more. Thanks for all the support and happy listening. Bye!